密宗牧师也是神学家，他的名字叫迪特里希·潘霍华，听过没有？这个名字。
There was a young German Lutheran pastor and also a theologian. His name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Bonhoeffer，选的这两个。
Ever heard of his name? Have you read his book?
我的大学学习神学，其中获得神学。
He studied theology at the University of Tübingen and Humboldt University of Berlin and received a doctor of theology.
第二次世界大战爆发之后的1933年。
In 1933, after the Second World War broke out,
当时在柏林大学担任神学讲师的潘霍华，由于公开反对希特勒的纳粹主义，所以他被迫辗转英国，也来到过美国，在欧洲其他城市从事神学教育的同时，积极地参加反抗纳粹的斗争。
So at that time, Bonhoeffer was a lecturer at the University of Berlin. But because he had public opposition to anti-Nazism, so he had to move from Germany to the UK and to the United States and continue his theological education.
那后来，在他返回德国之后呢，因着他的同伴刺杀希特勒计划败露，在1943年4月5号被纳粹秘密国家警察，也就是盖世太保逮捕。
So he still actively participated in the fights against Nazism after he returned to Germany, and he was associated with a plot to assassinate Hitler. And then he was arrested by Gestapo, the state secret police.
在1945年4月9号，也就是他39岁的那一年，在集中营被秘密处以绞刑。
On April 9th, 1945, when he was 39 years old, he was executed by hanging at a secret concentration camp.
他是4月9号被处以绞刑，但是希特勒呢，是在4月30号刺杀身亡的。
He was executed on April 9th, but Hitler committed suicide on April 30th.
用我们的话称，他是在黎明前的黑暗的时候，失去了年轻的39岁的生命。
So he lost his life, his young life, in the darkness, in the morning, when he was only 39 years old.
那在他年轻的生命最旺盛的前后，大概有10年的时间里边，他给我们留下了有限的几本著作。
So during the young life and the most productive 10 years, he wrote a few books for us.
这中间大多都有，今天都有中文翻译，比如说有伦理学，还有基督论、团体生活、做门徒的代价，还有狱中的书简等等。
So most of them have English, Chinese translation versions. For example, Ethics, Christology, Life Together, The Discipleship, and Letters and Papers from Prison.
虽然今天我们生活这个时代和潘霍华他所处的二战时期，他的那些经历大不相同。
So although the environment we are in today is quite different from that of Bonhoeffer during the World War II.
但是他在有一本书《团契的生活》这本书里边呢，所提到的原则依然可以令我们今天的信徒深思。
But the principles he wrote in the book Life Together, are still worth our thinking and reflection.
书中发出的提醒，他强调说， 说基督徒所组成的一个群体是由一群蒙恩得救的罪人组成的真正的群体。
So that the book reminds us the group that's composed of Christians is actually a group of sinners saved by grace.
他更强调说他们借着基督并在圣灵里边归属上帝。
They belong to the Lord through Christ and the Holy Spirit.
并且这个群体就是他们的新生活。
And the fellowship is their new life.
所以他们必须在上帝面前为自己的生活负上责任，但同时也要彼此负责。
So before God, they should take on responsibilities for themselves and also for each other.
所以由此要引出的就是我们今天借着加拉太书六章六到十节这段经文所要学习和思想的主题：新生命里的团契生活。
So what we are going to learn and reflect on today is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 to 10. It's about new life fellowship.
那我们今天要从三个方面来展开今天经文所引出的这个主题：新生命里的团契生活。
So we'll discuss about the theme from three aspects.
那首先就是借着第六节的经文，我们一起来思想在团契中互相担当和扶持。
So, verse 6.Take on responsibilities and support each other in fellowship.
加拉太书六章六节，在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给使教。
So Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor.
乍一看这些经文，最容易。
So at the first glance, what do you understand from this verse?
在教会中，在道理上受教的是什么人啊？一定指的是信徒啊。
So anyone who receives instructions in church must be believers.
施教的人是谁啊？
Who is the instructor?
是谁？教会中全世界服侍的是传道人。
So should be full-time,
是不是？
Preacher or minister.In the church.
我们再看另外一个翻译的版本。
Let's look at another version of translation.
是说学习真道的应让教师分享自己的一切财物啊。
So the translation in a Studium Biblicum version, anyone who is learning the truth should share.
而且历代以来呢，许多解经书和资料中呢，就用已经解经的方法。顺着斯高本这个思路呢，引出另外一个地方的经文。
So anyone who is learning the truth should share all his property with the instructor. And then there's another verse that's quoted a lot. In many materials, and the approach is to use the Bible to interpret itself.
这就是哥林多前书九章七到九节，有谁当兵自备粮饷呢？有谁栽葡萄园不吃园子里的果子呢？有谁牧养牛羊不吃牛羊的奶呢？我说这话岂是照人的意见？律法不也这样说吗？就是摩西的律法记着说，牛在场上踹谷的时候，不可拢住它的嘴。难道上帝所挂念的是牛吗
？Yeah, so the English translation is on the screen. Can read it.
受这些资料的影响，我在。看这些经文的时候呢，第一时间其实我也受了影响，想到呢是咱们教会中有一位姐妹同我分享的一段特别受安慰的话。
So influenced by these materials, and when I read this verse, and then the first reaction I had is a word of a sister who shared with me in the church, and it was very comforting.
这姐妹。这样子跟我说一句话，说：“牧师不是人干的活。”
Pastor is not for anyone.
说每星期讲到的讲章只有一个星期的时间来预备，而且讲了一次之后，你要在这个教会里面三年五年多长时间，你都不可能再重复这篇讲章。
So you have to spend a whole week to prepare the sermon every week, And after you deliver the sermon, you cannot repeat the content even within a few years.
就是我们在大学教书，可以花一个学期的时间来预备，那每年呢只讲一个学期。
So at university, we spend a whole semester to prepare a course, and we teach the course for a whole semester.
那以后每年得对所讲的内容做一些调整之后呢，重复对新一届的学生来讲授。
So then later on, we just make some adjustment for the content and repeat the course content to new class of students.
做牧师真不容易，除了准备讲章，还要面对我们这些形形色色的人，不是人干的活。So
the sister said, "It's not easy to be a pastor. You know, not only you have to prepare the sermon, you also have to face us, various kinds of people."
我曾经在大学教了6年的医学基础课，人体寄生虫学。I
taught a course on general medical course. A general medical course is called human parasitology at a university for 6 years.
后来前前后后断断续续又教了10年的摄影基础课。And
later on, I also offered a general course on photography for 10 years.
现在想想，当时每年教授同样的课程，那校方和学生，包括我自己在内呢，都皆大欢喜。
So every year I offer the same course, teach the same content. The school, students, and myself, we were all pleased with the arrangement.
可是现在做老牧师，费了很多的精力，完了，预备了一篇呢，自己满意，而且呢，有的时候自我感觉还挺精彩的一篇讲章。
So now I'm a pastor and make great effort to prepare a sermon. That's wonderful, and I'm pleased about.
那如果我这里边有感动，到其他教会去讲，那儿有弟兄在网上一搜索，就有什么的嫌疑了。他在炒冷饭。So
sometimes I might be invited by another church to share the same topic and thing, and then there might be suspicion that I was heating leftover rice, or meaning repeat. Without saying anything new.
所以牧师真不是人干的活。So
the quote.
回到加拉太书六章。The
work of pastor is not something for a human being. Unquote.
回到加拉太书六章6节这些经文，那对这些经文我查找了大量的资料，进行了对比思考。So
now let's return to the same verse, and I look for a lot of materials. And compare and have a reflect on them.
如果知识简单的照字面的意思来理解，成为说，施教者把属灵的福气给予受教者，那施教者呢，就应当从受教者领受物质供应方面的好处的话，如果是这样理解的话。So
if we try to understand it literally, instructors. Give the spiritual blessings to the ones who receive instruction, and the one who receive the instruction would provide material, offer material provision for the instructor.
是有学者推测说，当时的加拉太教会呢，受那些耶城的那些传统犹太派信徒的搅扰之后，他们已经出现了。 分党结派、另立山头，而且已经取代了以前保罗在众教会所培养的那些传道人，甚至已经停止了给他们的供应。推测。So
some scholars try to guess, maybe at that time the Galatian church, it was affected by the traditional Jewish believers from the capital city Jerusalem, and they tried to form cliques and set up a new banner and tried to replace. The preachers that Paul had trained.
那假如这些推测成立的话，为什么经文只在此用了这么简单的一句话来处理，却没有进一步的提醒，或者是发出一些谴责的话语？
They tried to replace the preachers that Paul trained and stop the provision for them. But if all this assumption was correct. Why the verse here is only use one simple sentence to deal with it, but without giving warning or blame.
这是少有的有一位中文的学者，就是上次我请 Jerry 从台湾给我背来两大部很厚的著作，那个冯英坤老先生，他的观点我特别能认同他的这个问话，这个问句。
So I really agree to this question here. It's from a book written from a scholar in Taiwan.
那我们可以试着从以下三个方面来做一些考虑，就是我们从经文仔细来体贴。
So we may think about this from three aspects.
那首先呢，我们看加拉太六章六节这节经文中提到的这个受教者和施教者，其实这两个呢用的是同一个词儿，只不过是给他呢前后加了一些助词。
So in this verse, instructor and the one who receive instruction is actually the same word, but they just use different voices.
只是加了一个语态的助词，就是主动语态和被动语态而已。
So only they were used in passive voice and active voice.
所以传道人在教会呢，施教者，这个说法不错。
So preachers are instructors in church.
就像我们教会呢，现在成人主日学又进入了一个新的系统，就是基要神学。
So our church, we are now offering a new, like Sunday school. The content is about basic theology.
那我们的出发点呢，是盼望信徒在教导和学习中共同长进。
So we hope the believers can grow in both teaching and learning.
所以盼望我们的信徒在主日学的时间里边，你不是教的。就是学的。
So I hope all the believers, the members of our friends in our church, during the Sunday school time, you will be either the instructor or the learner.
那感谢主，我们这一轮的基要神学这个课程分为三个部分。
So thank Lord, the basic theology, the Sunday school, course, it's divided into three sections.
前后呢会有13位弟兄姐妹们担任教导的事工。
So there will be about 13 brothers and sisters who play the role of instructor.
那我就在想了，我们在参与教的或者是学的这个过程中，可不可以像经文这里边提到的受教的或者是施教的一样
？So for us.Who either teach or learn. Can we just use the same word, just like here, the instructor and the one who received the instruction?
用同样一个词，这个词呢就是大家都是。
And that word should be believers, because we are all believers.
信徒之间互教互学。
Believers teach and learn from each other.
所以由此我要特别提醒弟兄姐妹们。
I want to remind you,
在预备教的过程中
，If you are instructor, when you prepare the instruction,
担任教导者千万不要将自己摆在那个高高在上的教授或者是教师的那个位置上。
So the instructor should never put yourself on the position of professors or teachers at a higher position than others.
如果你有这个心态的话，那我们会感到很。
So we'll be very passive if you have such a kind of attitude in your heart.
在这期间呢，可能大家会提问题。那提问题其实不是针对你担任教导的这个所谓教授和教师的权威，或者是他的能力，或者是以你的圣经神学，不是向你这方面挑战的。
So if the audience or the believers here they ask questions, actually it's not a challenge to you personally.A challenge to the authority of professor or your capacity or your knowledge of Bible and theology.
而是教的和学的一起对上帝的真理的探讨和学习。
It's a sharing and discussion about the truth about the Lord.
但是教导的只是将我们要学习的内容先期做一些预备整理展现一下。
So what the instructors should do is just to prepare the learning content, organize the materials, and present the content to others.
所以在前不久，我和这些担任教导的弟兄姐妹们在一起分享的时候，我说我们在教导主日学的过程中，盼望要消灭一个词儿。
So I shared this with instructors earlier, and I remind them when we teach, when we practice the instruction process, we should delete one word.
这个词呢，就是你们，我们要消灭这个词，不是说你们应当怎样怎样。而是我们需要怎样怎样，我们如何面对这个问题，我们对这个面会在这个问题面前会怎么死。
So we should never say the word you, how you should do what. We should use the we, how we do things together.
因为我们教导也好，学习也好，我们教导什么，学习什么呀，弟兄姐妹们。
So instruction and receive the instruction.So what is it about?
这就是第二点我们要思考的。经文在这里提到说，在道理上受教的这个道理，或者称是真道，这个词呢，在新约圣经中出现了300多次，但是在加拉太书中只出现了2次。
So what is it about? Instruction and receive the instruction. So that's the word, in this verse, receive instruction in the word, word, truth.
哎，这个希腊文的发音大家可能很熟悉 ，logos.
So the word appeared more than 330 times in the New Testament.
就是道理，就是真道。那我们看一下，在加拉太书前边，唯一出现的另外一次是5章6节，因为全律法都包在。爱人如己这一句话之内了，就是这个话字，就是这个道理，就是这个 logo。
So in Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, the entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself.
所以6章6节在道理上受教的这个道理呢，就是前边5章6节提到的爱人如己。那句话，那个道理，那个真道。
So the truth, the logo, the word is about have love for your neighbor as for yourself, or love your neighbor as yourself.
那爱人如己在教会团契的生活中具体的表现是什么
？So what's the specific manifestation of love your neighbor as yourself in our church fellowship life?
前面我们分享，但是我们现在可以再想。比如说提到我们刚才提的在主日学的教导或者学习的具体的实践。
So for example, during the teaching and learning process of the Sunday school.
从爱人如己这个原则出发的话，那是不是可以培养和磨造我们信徒顺服的这个功课，受教的功课和体谅的功课。
The teaching of love your neighbor as yourself, this will help us be more obedient, accept instruction, and be considerate of others.
顺服上帝的旨意而学习顺服权柄。
Obey the will of the Lord, and also be obedient to authority.
那受教呢，就是不自恃骄傲。
So receive instruction means.We should have no pride of ourselves.
第三个体谅呢，就体谅他人，为他人着想，有这样一个心。那当我们在学习教导和学习的过程中，有这三样东西做我们的前头：顺服权柄，有一颗受教不骄傲的心，还有一个体谅他人难处、为他人着想的体谅的心。
So the third is be considerate of others. So all together, be obedient, obey the authority, and receive the, be willing to receive instruction and be considerate of others.
顺服、受教、体谅，这三个特征加起来表达一个什么意思？
So the combination of the three characteristics.
在前面我们讲的圣灵的九种果子是哪一种？
So what kind of fruit is it among the nine fruits of Spirit?
就是温柔的三个特征，它叫温柔。
It's a feature of gentleness.
哪三个特征大家能不能重复出来？第一个是什么？顺服权柄，顺服。第二个呢，有受教的心。第三个呢，体谅他人的难。
Be willing to receive instruction and be considerate of others.
顺服、受教、体谅，这是温柔的一个表现。让我们一起来学习这个。
So they are the characteristics of gentleness. Let's learn the lesson together.
第三点我们要考虑的就是，了解一下当把一切虚用的第六节里边，这里的一切虚用的含义，我们来体会一下。
So let's try to understand the meaning in verse 6. Share all good things.
是不是斯高本翻译的那个一切的财物？
So does it mean all the property?
我找了其他几段中文的翻译经文，你看有和合本修订版、新汉语律这。
So I compared different versions of translations, including like a revised Chinese Union version, today Chinese version, contemporary Chinese version, 吕正中 Bible translation. So they all mean good things, beautiful things.
那请问一切美好的东西，一切美好的事，它可以包括什么呀？在教会生活里边。
What do they refer to in the church?
那如果按照我们加拉太书的这个思路。来整理的话呢，就是前面教导、劝勉、提醒，或者是总，或者是警告的那些总结。
So it's about it's a summary of teaching, advice, remind, warning.
这就是基督的信徒在教会团契的生活中，要时刻警惕排除有三个最典型的罪行，那就是贪图虚名的骄傲，还有一个彼此挑战的。另外呢，就是互相嫉妒的拆毁，这三样最容易引起教会纷争、结党分派、致之分裂的三样罪，要去除。
So Christian believers, when we enjoy our fellowship together, we should be alert and try to avoid self-glory, making one another angry, and having envy of one another. So these three things.They can easily create church disputes, form cliques, and slip up the church.
警惕除去这些罪，而要互相担当、互相的扶持、顺服圣灵的引导、依靠圣灵行事，然后呢，结出一个一个的圣灵。
So we should avoid all those and try to take on responsibilities for each other, support each other.Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and take actions with the Holy Spirit and bear the fruits of the Spirit.
是不可以这样来理解一切美好的事物。
So this is what all the good things mean.
但是有弟兄姐妹可能说了，让我说心里话，哇，那能够在教会团契生活中达到相互分享这样一切美好的东西的这个局面呢？好难呐、
啊！ Some brothers
难不难？
May say, "Do you want me to tell you the truth? Is it so hard to share all good things in our fellowship?"
它不容易，为什么不容易？
It's not easy. Why?
因为我们特别熟悉有一段经文，《彼得前书》5:8，说是务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子一样，遍地在。游走寻找可吞噬的人类。
So one verse we are very familiar with, in First Peter, chapter 5:8, be serious and keep watch. The evil one who is against you goes about like a lion with open mouth in search of food.
因为在我们生活的这世界中，每天甚至每时每刻，都有无数的诱惑环绕在我们的周围。
So in our daily life on this earth, and every day, every moment, there are a lot of temptations around us.
所以这就是加拉太书六章九到十节经文向我们信徒在团契的生活中所发出的鼓励。
So we want to remember the encouragement in Galatians chapter 8, verse 9 to 10.
这就是信徒在团契中彼此当负的责任。
So that is the responsibilities that believers should take on for each other in fellowship.
我们跳过七到八节，先来分享九到十。
So we skip verse 7 to 8 and then we think about 9 and 10 first.
加拉太书六章九节，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到时候就要收成。
So Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
行善
So it, here it says well-doing, doing good, what does it mean?
也就是第六节我们分享所倡导的信徒在教会团体生活中相互
So that's exactly what the verse 6 referred to. So in church, in our fellowship, believers, we should take on responsibilities and support each other.
So
those are two different translations. Yeah, Chinese New English translation. So, yeah, two different translations.
那一切美好的东西呢？咱们刚才讲过了，包括那些东西。那经文在这里呢，提醒我们，把这东西实现下来，就是互相做善工。
So if we do all these things, so that means we are do good things for each other.
虽然做这样的善工不容易，甚至说可能很难有的时候。
It's not easy or very challenging for us.
但是再难也不要丧气，也不要厌烦。
But no matter how hard is it, we shouldn't be discouraged or feel weary.
这个词用得特别好，厌烦。
Be tired of it.
其实呢，再向深一层的理解呢，意思就是，向恶的行为，不要退缩在一旁。
So if we think about deeply, the deeper meaning of it, that means we shouldn't yield to evil doing.
从教会历史历代的一些教会的历史中，我们可以看到，教会中呢，向恶的行为屈服的本身就是不做善工。
So from the church history, we can see if we yield to evil doing, that means we are not doing good.
大家注意的，若不灰心或者若不放弃，这里翻译成呢的灰心和放弃这个词呢，它指的是疲惫，是精疲力。
So here talks about be tired, give up. It means exhausted, really tired.
这里的意思就是勉励我们信徒，但凡没有到了极度的灰心、极度的疲倦，甚至精疲力尽而晕倒的程度的时候呢，就要坚持。
So it encourages if we are not tired or exhausted to an extreme that we even pass out, we should still insist.
那坚持到了适当的时候，什么时候啊？
So till the right time, But when is that?
就上帝所指定的那个终末时候。
So it's what actually God refers to, the final, the harvest time.
我们看罗马书二章六到七节，他必照个人的行为报应。凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀、尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 6, God will give to each person according, to what he has done.To those who, by persistence in doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life.
这个时候，细节，
所以说，
起来读。
所以 so encouraging to read this verse.
其实在我们的教会生活中，许多时候。
So actually, in reality, in our church life, you know, to some degree, we would show laziness.
当然了，也包括我们在日常的生活、工作、学习。
And also in our own daily life, too.
人可能会说，谁不愿意做善工呢？谁不愿意向善？
So you might ask, who doesn't want to do good things? Who doesn't want to be kind?
可是我做善工要有善报，要有回。
But if I do good things, I need to receive the reward.
You know? 是要相互来往。
So it's like a mutual benefit.
互相担当，互相扶持嘛。
No, take care of each other, support each other.
但如果我只是一味的担当，一味的扶持对方，既得不到任何的回报，又没有人赞赏，更没有感恩。
So if it's always me.Who take on the responsibilities? Who support the others? And I never receive rewards, never receive praises or thanksgiving from the others.
真的使人沮丧，令人气馁呀。
So really discouraging.
做一次，做两次善功就罢了，何必呢？
So if I do good things just one time or two times,That's it.
所以这就是圣经在鼓励我们要坚持的目的所在。
So this is what the Bible encourages, you know, the purpose why we should insist.
但凡没有到了极度的灰心、极度的疲倦，甚至精疲力尽、晕倒的程度的话，就要坚持住。
So if you are not extremely tired, exhausted, or to the degree that we almost pass out.We should insist. So that's the promise from God in the Bible. We should have the ultimate goal.
这个目标是要收获我们顺着圣灵的引导而得奖赏。
So that is, we will harvest, and we will be awarded if we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
记得我在学医疗专业的时候，毕业时。
So when I remember when I was in medical school, and I had to do senior practicum, so I need to visit all the clinics, including medicine, surgery, gynecology, pediatric, and infectious disease clinics.
那在外科实习的时候。一般实习生的最大目标，尤其是男生，目标呢，就是要在指导老师的指导下，能够独立完成一个最平常的阑尾切除手术。
So when I was at the surgery clinic, my goal was under the guidance of the advisor, I could independently operate the surgery that the normal surgery, appendicitis surgery.
记得我第一次参与手术的时候，我的责任是开第一刀。
So I remember clearly the first time when I participated in the operation, my responsibility was to do the first cut.
那当时我脑子里想的是什么？想的就是我要撑着这个劲儿，拿这个刀切下去，切开表皮， 还有底下部分的脂肪，然后呢，伸直腰，直挺肩，把那些细小的血管夹起来，夹起来，再进一步分离脂肪，再止血，再切开腹部的肌肉，破开以后，再止血，套住腹膜，然后大拉钩一拉，固定好以后，交给老师。
You understand? So I was thinking at that time in my mind, you know, how to cut the surface skin.And then part of the fat under the skin, and then use the hemostate to clamp the small blood vessels in the fat, then further separate the fat, stop the bleeding, cut the muscle of the abdomen, and the peritoneum exposed, and then I have to set the big hook, then it's done.
当时我是我实习那个医院的大组的大组长，所以我参与的手术。
So I was the group leader at that time, and I did many surgeries.
因为每次到手术台上呢，正是因为我全身心的考虑的是从腹部从外到里边的组织器官的结构。
So every time when I was at the operation, station or table, I focus on the structure, the organ structure, the all the tissues.
如何切开表皮？进入腹腔里边寻找阑尾，找到阑尾了以后呢，给它结扎，然后呢切除，再消毒，再拿线给它包埋起来，然后再把它复位，再缝起腹膜，把肌肉和脂肪稍微拉几针，把皮肤缝起来以后，完成手术。
Same content, right?
这个手术的就是手术的过程。
Cut the skin, the peritoneum, 腹膜, and then enter the abdominal cavity, look for the appendicitis, tie the blood vessels, sterilize, stitch up peritoneum, and reset the muscle and the fat, and then stitch up the surface skin. And,
我总是乐此不彼的期待下。
So I was always waiting for the next operation, and was pleased about it.
如果我拿着这个手术刀，我考虑这儿的话，我是来救死扶伤的对象，这上躺的是一个人，我，那我的手术下
去。So at that time, Eve was thinking about the object, you know.This is a person lying on the operation station that I will save his or her life if I think about that.
因为我想的是组织器官结构，下一步是什么？下一步是
什么 ？So I might not be able to hold my surgical knife.
我举这个例子是盼望我们在教会团契生活的实践的过程中，我们可以试着的从微观的实践方法和宏观的那个方向把握去。
So I could not be focused if I think about that person, what specific person this is, but I focus on the structure, the tissues. So I hope that when we do the teaching in our church life,
微观实践的方法呢，就像做手术的具体步骤一样，在教会呢，要与信徒之间互相的担当、互相的扶持，依靠圣灵形式结出一个个圣灵的果子。
So in our church life, we should try both approach, the microscopic approach and the macroscopic approach.
我们要跳出来对某某人的那种功利心。
So microscope approach, we should not focus on, you know, benefit from others.
这个人怎么这么样？那个兄弟或者那个姐妹怎么那么样？我惹不起，我还躲不起，永远就是绕道走。
So how should this person behave like this, you know? And why do they behave like this? I would always avoid direct contact with them.
我们做手术的时候，手术的对象呢，不管你手术台上躺的这个人是什么样德行的人。
When we do a surgery, no matter what kind of morality the person had possess, you know.
我们的目标是什么？是做手术，是切除他体内的 病变的败坏的组织。
So we don't care what kind of person is lying on the operation, station. Our purpose is to do the surgery and cut the, bad tissues and the tissues with pathological changes.
宏观目标怎么样
？So what about the macroscopic goals?
治病救人一样。
我们的目标呢是顺着圣灵的引导，最终得胜。
So that's, that will be like, try to save the sick. Our goal is to receive the reward directly from God if we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
So Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
第十节这里面又出现了一个善字，其实这个善它呢指的是第六节经文里面就是一切需用的一切美好的东西。
So here you mentioned the do good again, but it might mean different things. It means all good things. It refers to beautiful things, good things. That's our macroscopic goal.
信徒之间付出那极优质的、极有价值的帮助，互相担当、互相扶持，依靠圣灵行事，结出。
So among believers ourselves, we should offer valuable, high quality help, take on the responsibilities and support each other, follow the Holy Spirit and bear the fruits of the Spirit.
因此无论什么时候一有机会就要对那些在信仰上同属一家的人更应该。
So another version, so then as often as we have the chance, we should do good to everyone, and especially to those who belong to our family in their faith.
注意，有的时候呢，按开始那个思路呢，就最后呢，
单单的 focus。
So here it, it says family of the faith, so then gradually might,just referred to the pastor's family.
其实这里边，所以他特殊提到信徒一家，是有背景的，
主要是针对当时由来已久的将人类分为两个区别，一个呢是犹太人，一个是外邦。
So that understanding it has a contextual background, because in the past human beings were divided only into two kinds of people.One is Jews, the other is Gentile.
经文再次提醒我们说，无论犹太人与外邦人，以及今天世界各类人种，在种族乃至他所谓的那个宗教上，他们有区别。
So no matter Gentiles or Jews or any kind of race or ethnicities in today's world, so they still have like a different religion.
但是接受耶稣基督的救恩之后呢，在基督里。在信仰上呢，都是一家人。
But if they accept the salvation of Jesus Christ, then we are all one family in faith in Christ.
所以
一家人更是旁无，叫什么那个词儿？旁无责担的，要互相的担当，互相的扶持，同走天路。
So if we are family, then we should take the unshakable responsibility to support each other, to help each other, to walk on the same way toward heaven.
倘若在教会团契中信徒之间在实践的这个美物善事之间呢，生活中竟然到了极度的灰心、极度的疲惫，甚至呢，就是精疲力竭要晕倒的程度。
So if we're just talking about if some believers, you know, during all this whole process, they felt extremely tired, exhausted, and even would pass out, what does it say? So we should think about our own personal responsibilities.
这就是回到前面提到花节，信徒在团体中个人担负的责任。
So let's go back to verse 7 and 8, and talks about our personal responsibilities that we should take.
加拉太书六章七节，不要自欺，上帝是轻慢不得的。
人种的是什么，收的。
So Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
经文是在高声地提醒信徒们说，不要弄错了，我们的身份是什么？我们是什么，弟兄姐妹们？
我们既然相信了上帝，披戴上了耶稣基督的门徒的这个身份，这个名号，就不要怎么样，他这
提了一个词，就不要鼻孔朝天。
So the scripture here is reminding us loudly, don't be mistaken. That is our identity. So if we believe in God and we wear the identity and the name of Christian,then we shouldn't ignore God with our nose in the air. So the Lord, God that we believe in, He is clear about reward and punishment. So if we review the history of Israelites, it has always been like that.
加拉太书六章七节，这里有一个词儿非常，就是这个轻慢，轻慢这个词儿，在新约圣经里面
唯独在此出现。
So one word in this verse 7 is a very special word.
它原来的意思呢，就是翘起鼻子，以轻蔑的态度待人。
So be mocked. This word is very special.It only appears one time in the New Testament. So the original meaning, it means, put your nose in the air, despise others, and look down upon others. So Paul used such a word here, and to compare our attitude toward God.So,
意思就是说，鼻子朝天。
So we can imagine what the result will be. So if we put our air, our nose in the air. So whatever man sow, he will reap. This is a very simple logic. If we plant melons, you get melons.If you beans, then you'll get beans.
就是加
拉太书六章八节，顺着情欲
撒种的必从情欲
受害，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵受
益。So Galatians chapter 6 verse 8, the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
那读着第八节经文，大家会想起什么来？想起什么来
？So what you will think about when you read this verse?
印第安人的传说
里边有白狼和黑狼的那个传说。
So you might think about the legendary, the Indian from Indian legendary. It's about the white wolf and the black wolf.
他们在争。
So they fight against each other in our body.
顺着情欲撒种的
人如果喂养或者偏爱里
边我们里边的那个黑狼的话，那我们的思想、我们的行为所表现出来的就是丑恶的一面，必从情欲受害。
So if we please our own sinful nature and we feed, show favor to the black wolf in us,Then what we behave and think about is the evil side, and we will reap destruction.
顺着圣灵撒种的
人如果不一样偏爱，我们里边的白
豺狼，那我们的思想和行为所表现出来的就是良善的优美美妙。
So if we follow and please the spirit, if we feed and show favor to the white wolf in us, then what we think and behave will show the kindness, the good side of us, and we will reap eternal life. So I found a beautiful wolf in this picture.
公众做些有益的事，对那些在信仰上从属一家的人，更应该这样。So
another version. So then, as often as we have the chance, we should do good to everyone, and especially to those who belong to our family in the faith.
思想对信徒一家人，对信徒和信徒之间。
So think about family of the faith, and among the Christian believers.
那当今我们生活的这个社会是崇尚以自我为中心的极端的自由主义。So
in this world today, so many people show favor to self-centeredness, extreme.
在这个极端的个人主义的环境下。In
this big environment of extreme individualism.
人们时常地为自己的特点，自己生命的特点。
或者是行为呢，找一个宽容的借口。So we always find excuses for our own behavior, characters.
明明是伤害了对方，可是自己还是一脸无辜的表情。So
obviously you have already hurt others, but you show innocent expression on your face.
我就是这样长大的耶。I
grew up in this way.
我这样说话，这样做事，我本性并无恶意耶。
So talking this way and do things in this way, it's not out of like an evil intention. So if you know my past, you will not blame me.
圣经。So
what's the warning from the Bible here?
我们在教会与信徒团契相处生活的过程中，首先要个别的。
So when we interact with other believers in the church life, so the first important thing is that we should take our own responsibility for what we do and for what kind of person we are.
不论什么样的原因，不论什么样的背景，
no matter what kind of reason, what kind of background.
从小随地大小便，长大了。 我们必须为我们所做的每一件事情和我们所具备的身份和角色来承担责任。So
we should take the responsibility for the our own characters, our own roles.
如果我们不负责任的话，对自己不负责任的话，怎么样？前面那句经文怎么讲？上帝是不肯轻易。So
if we don't want to take the responsibilities for ourselves, remember what the Bible said. God cannot be mocked.
回到我们刚开始提到，在二战的末期，就是在希特勒自杀身亡前21天，被德国纳粹的秘密国家警察盖世太保秘密处决的那位39岁的德国信义宗的牧师，叫什么？神学家潘博华。So
let's return to the very beginning when we mentioned at the end of the Second World War. 21 days before Hitler committed suicide, so the 39-year-old German Lutheran pastor, theologian, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was executed by the secret state police, Gestapo. Bonhoeffer.
在他的这个团契生活的遗书中，我们来回忆一些他的。
So in his book, he left for us life together. And we,
书中强调说，基督徒群体和彼此负责的基础是什么？So
the book emphasized that the Christian group or fellowship So the foundation of taking on responsibility for each other is Jesus Christ.
我挑了几段精华，他说那是恩典，全是恩典。我们可以与基督徒弟兄活在一个群体之中，只有借着耶稣基督，我们才能彼此成为弟兄。
So it's grace. It's all about grace. So if we can be, we can live together with other Christian brothers in one community or in the same group, only through Jesus Christ we can become brothers.
构成我们这个群体的基础，不是个别基督徒的本质、他的灵性和他的虔诚，决定我们互为弟兄的是因。
So the foundation of this group, the fellowship, is not because it's not based on the nature of individual Christians or his spirit or his devotion. So the foundation is Jesus Christ.
姐妹，
So let's pray for each other.
使我们愿意顺服圣灵的引导，依靠圣灵的行事，在教会团契的生活中。我们信徒之间相互付出那优质的、能够极有价值的帮助，互相担当，互相扶持，结出一个个的圣灵的果子来，好不好？好不好
？So let's pray for each other, so that we are willing to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance and take actions with the Holy Spirit, live together, support each other, offer.Valuable and high quality help, take on responsibility for each other, support each other, and bear the fruits of the Spirit.
让我们一起说阿门。
Let's say Amen together.
我想大家一起唱一唱最后那首诗歌，我们做回应诗歌，多少首？